During this year's legislative session, lawmakers passed a bill to create the Dangerous Wild Animals Act. The bill required the Department of Agriculture to assemble a commission charged with defining which animals are and are not safe to keep as pets. That commission has completed the list, but that's only the beginning of a long process to actually ban these exotic animals. The draft list of animals was compiled over a period of weeks and released for public comment, but the list is just that. A draft. Over the next 3 weeks, citizens have the opportunity to approve of or disagree with some of the animals chosen and make their own suggestions. So, what do you suggest?
Alligators.
A panther. Definitely wouldn't want like a lion roaming around.
You should not keep an elephant in your backyard.
These folks in Charleston are right on track. Animals like crocodiles, aardvarks, gorillas, whales, kangaroos are all on the list and are all pretty obvious. But there are others that have gotten some pushback. The list includes any species of rabbit or hare. All rodents are prohibited except for hamsters. And even turtles didn't make the cut as a safe pet. Senator Bob Beach of Monongalia County was the lead sponsor of the bill and says while you may not think all of the animals listed are dangerous, there's a reason the state is looking into it.
This bill was of interest to the House of Delegates back when I was the agriculture chair back in 2004-2005, I believe, and just could not get enough traction on it. And then, lo and behold, a few years later, we had the incident in Ohio just outside of Wheeling. Where
Beach is referring to an incident in 2011 in Zanesville, Ohio, where lions, bears, monkeys, giraffes, some 40 wild animals were released from their privately owned zoo right into town. So Beach is concerned about the safety of the citizens of West Virginia. Mona Smith of South Charleston says she agrees that something should be done, but is more concerned for the safety of the animals. Her example, sugar gliders. A cousin to the possum is on the draft list to be banned.
They tend to die very easily. You have to really, really take care of them and study on how to take care of them. And so I'm a firm believer in just because it's cute, oh, I want it. That's great, but you should at least educate yourself on how to take care of it. Also take into consideration the people in your home, children, the types of personalities.
Beach says this draft is just the beginning of the process. The Department of Agriculture will take comments from the public until August 1st. The appointed commission will then consider the suggestions and make changes. Finally, the list will come before the legislature for approval during their next session. The bill requiring the creation of the ban on certain animals does contain a clause allowing owners whose pets appear on the list to keep their animals. Pet owners will have to register those pets with the state at a licensing fee of $100.